I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, September 23rd. Nobody hurt when a car crashed right into a fast food restaurant in Quincy yesterday. Police say it happened at the Wendy's on the Southern Artery at about 4 p.m. A white Kia SUV crashed right through a fence and then struck the side of the building, pushing in some of the brick wall. The driver, speaking through a translator, said he was making a delivery from Popeye's next door when the car accelerated out of control after he backed out of a parking space. The Wendy's manager said the kitchen area was damaged, but no one inside was injured. Building inspectors were on hand to check the damage. A proposal for a new affordable housing development in Wollaston is back before the Zoning Board of Appeals today. The Quincy Housing Authority is proposing a 7-story, 94-unit building for a vacant lot behind the existing Tobin Towers complex on Clay Street. The project will include 94 one-bedroom units with 22 garage parking spaces and surface-level parking. Peabody developers would construct the building. The zoning board will hear the plans during their meeting at 6 p.m. at Old City Hall. Quincy Memorials is expanding again. The longtime provider of monuments recently purchased Ressler and Sons Memorials in Woburn, making it the 6th location for Quincy Memorials. Quincy Memorials has been owned by the Poirier family since 1979 and was founded in 1950. Second-generation president and CEO Jeff Poirier says this latest acquisition reflects their commitment to preserving tradition while expanding access to compassionate service. Ressler and Sons has been in business for over 100 years. Quincy Memorials also has locations in Kingston, Abington, Newton Center, and Waltham. Enrollment in Quincy College's 3 baccalaureate programs has grown each year since their introduction, validating the college's long-held belief that offering 4-year degrees in business management, computer science, and psychology would attract increasing numbers of students seeking to pursue affordable higher education. Since 2023-2024, the first academic year when all 3 bachelor's degree programs were in place, total enrollment among students pursuing 4-year degrees has risen more than 50%. There are currently 375 students enrolled in the college's bachelor programs, 184 in business management, 64 in computer science, and 127 in psychology. The growth in psychology is noteworthy. Only 19 students were enrolled in that 4-year degree program when it launched. Now, the college is preparing to further expand its baccalaureate degree programs by offering a 4-year degree in nursing during the next academic year. An 85-year-old South Shore woman was scammed out of $10,500 by an alleged fake Apple security call, according to police in Hingham. The caller told the woman that her Apple account had been hacked and she needed to purchase gift cards to resolve the issue. She purchased $10,000 in Home Depot and $500 in Lowe's gift cards. She then shared the gift card numbers with the scammers, which are then typically used immediately. Similar scams may claim to be Windows Security or the IRS. The woman reported the scam to Hingham police on September 15th, and her family notified her financial institutions to further monitor the situation. About 40 hospitals in Massachusetts are on track to receive relief payments from the state, including some facilities that are facing severe financial difficulties and serve a large volume of patients on public insurance, according to estimates from a state agency. The latest $234 million spending bill to clear the legislature directs $122 million to acute care hospitals based on criteria including their public payer mix, their relative price, which the Center for Health Information and Analysis uses as a metric to compare average provider prices and their operating margin. Governor Healey signed the bill yesterday. Senate Ways and Means Chair Michael Rodriguez said last week some hospitals are at risk of defaulting on bond covenants without the aid, but didn't specify which facilities are at risk of defaulting. Among the hospitals receiving aid include South Shore Hospital, Brockton Hospital, Beth Israel Deaconess Plymouth, Morton Hospital, and the South Coast Hospital Group. Shortly after being on trial for a second time, Karen Reed was back in court yesterday, this time seeking dismissal of a portion of the civil suit filed against her by the family of Boston police officer John O'Keefe. The 45-year-old Reed is being sued for what the O'Keefe family claims is extreme and outrageous conduct in the 2022 death of her boyfriend. O'Keefe's family filed the suit after Reed's first trial concluded as a mistrial last year. O'Keefe's family also named two Canton bars where the pair drank the night of O'Keefe's death as defendants. In a motion filed last week, Reed seeks to dismiss four counts of the lawsuit that claim emotional distress on O'Keefe's parents, his brother, and niece. According to the court filings, those bars have joined in Reed's efforts to have the four counts dismissed. The motion claims that Reed is not liable because, according to the motion, there was no collision between Reed's SUV and O'Keefe that led to his injury or death. Prosecutors accused Reed of backing her Lexus SUV into O'Keefe in January of 2022 after a night of drinking. She was acquitted of all charges connected to O'Keefe's death following a lengthy retrial, was found guilty of operating under the influence. The standard of proof in the civil case is unlike her two murder trials. This time it is not beyond a reasonable doubt. There was a bit of a bombshell in court yesterday as an attorney handling Reed's civil case made a suggestion to the court at a status hearing. Attorney Damon Seligson said Reed plans to sue the state police and nine witnesses in her murder case, including fired state police detective Michael Proctor. The attorney suggested that the cases be combined. The judge said there could be a trial in the case as early as next spring, but given all of the complexities, he thinks one might not happen until 2027. The judge also urged both sides to consider making a deal. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 66. The NASDAQ rose 157. And the S&P added 29. Asian stocks also mixed. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $61 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox are in Toronto for a series with the Blue Jays beginning tonight at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, mainly cloudy. There's a chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Warmer, more humid with a high of 82. For tonight, rain and thunderstorms, a low 57. Scattered showers tomorrow, high 67. Off and on showers Thursday, high of 71, and cloudy 78 on Friday. For the boater, waves about a foot, a southwest wind, 5 to 10 knots, and high tide, 12:29 p.m. Sunrise, 6:31, sets at 6:40. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, September 23rd.